Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Democratic presidential primary in New Hampshire turned out to be a close contest last night. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is the winner, with the results so far showing him just a few thousand votes ahead of former Mayor Pete Buttigieg. A wave of late momentum lifted Senator Amy Klobuchar to a third-place finish, and it was a disappointing contest for Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who finished a distant fourth, and former Vice President Joe Biden was even more distant in fifth. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has more on the results and the fallout.
Thank you, New Hampshire.
Maybe it was a long night and he was just ready for bed. Or maybe he did it to send a clear message to Buttigieg that he won. Whatever the reason, as more than 1,000 ecstatic supporters shook the gymnasium in Manchester last night, Sanders took the stage to claim victory, while Buttigieg was still addressing his supporters in Nashua.
This victory here is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
It was a far cry from the blowout victory over Hillary Clinton 4 years ago, but a win is a win. And last night, it established Sanders as the Democratic leader for the presidential nomination.
And this is a movement from coast to coast, which is demanding that we finally have an economy and a government that works for all of us, not wealthy campaign contributors.
Sanders, the 78-year-old Democratic socialist, the oldest candidate in the race, finished just ahead of 38-year-old Buttigieg, who's the youngest. Speaking to his supporters in Nashua, Buttigieg congratulated Sanders on the senator's strong showing and promised to continue his campaign. Buttigieg offered a message of moderation and unity while jabbing Sanders' plans for political revolution.
In this election season, we have been told by some that you must either be for revolution or you are for the status quo. But where does that leave the rest of us?
While Buttigieg built support among moderates, independents, and what he calls future former Republicans, Sanders counted on committed progressives and legions of younger voters like Catherine Lockridge of Durham.
I was between him and Warren for a long time, and then I realized that he's been probably the most consistent out of all the candidates, so I trust him the most.
Senator Amy Klobuchar supplied the other dramatic storyline last night. She impressed voters Friday with a strong debate performance and then built momentum, or what became known as clomentum, which carried her to a dramatic third-place finish.
And tonight in New Hampshire, as everyone had counted us out, even a week ago, thank you, pundits, I came back and we delivered.
Over the past few days, Klobuchar made a case that a pragmatic progressive with a record of winning in red counties in the Midwest offers the best chance of beating Trump in November.
Our country cannot take another 4 years of Donald Trump. The rule of law can't withstand another 4 years of a president who thinks that he is above it.
Klobuchar appealed to moderates like Barbara Reed of North Swansea, who was impressed when she saw her in Keene over the weekend.
Initially, I was very much in favor of Elizabeth Warren, but she is a moderate, which will appeal to more broad spectrum of voters.
Warren, who was leading in many polls through last summer and the early fall, lost the support of Barbara Reed and many others. In Iowa, she finished third. Last night, she finished a distant fourth. She addressed her supporters early in the evening and vowed to carry on, insisting that she's the candidate who can unite a fractured Democratic Party. Warren says the contest for the nomination is just getting started and that her campaign is built for the long haul.
We're two states in with 55 states and territories to go. We still have 98% of our delegates for our nomination up for grabs. And Americans in every part of the country are going to make their voices heard.
Warren finished just ahead of Joe Biden, who skipped out of New Hampshire before the votes were even counted, and headed to South Carolina, where he's still leading in the polls and still hoping the state's black voters can give him a win. New Hampshire made clear that Sanders is the front runner for now, but leaves many questions unanswered. Can Buttigieg continue to be viable in the South, where he has scant support among African Americans? Can Klobuchar, who lacks money, push beyond New Hampshire? Is Biden still viable? Can Warren reignite her campaign against all odds? And can anyone unite a divided party? For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Manchester.